Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Thank you, Farad, and welcome, fellow baby boomers. That's right, we're still here. We're still listening because it is another day above ground. And trust me, that's something to celebrate, especially in these times. I'm Dale, and I'm here to help you through this Baby Boomer podcast, but I can't do it alone. I need my partners, first of all, from the great state of Indiana, where they're now under a mandatory mask requirement. It's the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to testify in front of Congress Wednesday. He was supposed to be there last month, but they didn't order Prime.
And the lilting female laugh comes to us from Carolyn Strauss out in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, I'm wondering what Jeff Bezos is going to talk about. I mean, my stuff gets here within 24 hours, unless it's electronics, which apparently are coming from China. And then they'll get here, sometime around October. I just tried to order a new webcam. Literally, the delivery date was like October 6th.
I believe that's pronounced China.
Oh, China.
China. Well, I just developed a new t-shirt that I'm hoping will spur some sales, because you see a lot of t-shirts around, you know, that just have BLM, or Black Lives Matter, but that's just it, just the letters. I want to come up with one that says RPM. When people say, what's that stand for? You can tell them just about anything you want to make up. Stands for real political manure, or rectal parish memory for you Catholic kids. Remote prison mustard, or my favorite, Regis Philbin Matters. So you can order those RPM shirts. I think they're going to come with a little book of all the things it could possibly be. So either that, or I'll just forget about it and go back to my blender.
Actually, well, though, if it's an older person, they're just gonna look at the shirt and say 3345. unless they're really old, then they're gonna go 1678 too,
or 2003rd. You know. Anyhow, you know, it's been another week under quarantine. It's been another week with the virus. I don't know how you guys are surviving. I'm starting to get a little tired of it. It's really wearing on my nerves. Carolyn, how are you getting through the virus? You're a shopper, so are you just doing everything online, or are you suffering?
I think my FedEx delivery guy is going to start suing me to pay his chiropractor bill for the amount of boxes that are showing up. In fact, I just ordered online an official, actual gym-style exercise bike. I have one of the crappy ones. It doesn't work. I've been going to the gym. You guys know I've been going to the gym, but now you have to wear a mask inside the whole gym the whole time you're inside. I don't know if you've ever tried to work out wearing a mask. It can't be healthy. It just can't be.
I haven't tried working out.
Oh, right. If you haven't tried working out,
yeah, that I've never be been inside a either. Gym.
Yeah. So that would be fun, because it's supposed to weigh something like 57 pounds, I think. Actually, the wheel weighs 57 pounds, and the bike weighs even more. So we'll see. We'll see what kind of nasty note my FedEx delivery guy leaves me that day.
It's kind of nice, actually. You get a workout for yourself and your delivery driver.
Yes.
There you go. It's a win-win situation. What about you, Tim? How you? What are you doing to get through this?
I don't know.
He's rehearsing for his comedy show.
I'm doing nothing. I'm not even editing these episodes.
That's true.
I've been catching up on my sleep. I think I'm good till 2025. that's what the whole day revolves around. I read the paper. Time for a nap. All right. At lunch, it's siesta time. Anyhow, one thing that we're all thinking about is going on vacation, getting out of the house, getting back to some place where, you know, it is summer technically, and we would like to do something summerish. But everything is closed, and one of the things that's been closed and is still closed, as far as I know, is cruise ship travel. So we wanted to find out exactly where the future of that is headed. So we contacted our cruise ship consultant, the official cruise director of Another Day Above Ground. It's cruise director Rich. Rich, are you with us?
I am. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Rich.
Good to hear you.
Ahoy.
Good to hear
you. Ahoy. Well, from the middle of Las Vegas, where there are absolutely no cruise ships, but I am, I think we have some good light at the end of the tunnel. So
that's good in Vegas. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yep, get ready to pack your suitcases because we actually had the first ship. It was out of Germany, and it's a German cruise line, but they actually set sail with 1,200 guests, and it held 2,400 people, supposedly, but 1,200 went out, and 3 days just floating around. So baby steps. So that's a good thing.
Just floating around with a bunch of Germans. It's like Alfred Hitchcock's lifeboat.
There are more Speedos than you could ever imagine.
Germany, home of the banana sling. And I believe, if I read that story correctly, that the name of the vessel was Mein Schiff, which I believe translates to my ship, which is a very, very clever thing to name a boat.
They're very original over in Germany.
Yeah, I think in Germany, that's actually would be considered a joke.
Yes. And nothing like a good German laugh. But they're owned by Royal Caribbean.
Ah, okay.
So that's a European part of the company. So the umbrella's starting to open, and hopefully October 1st, if the wonderful CDC lets us through. You know what cracks me up is I'm out here in Vegas. Most of the hotels are open. The casinos are open. Airplanes, you see them spraying the airplane after everything. You know, they have their Ghostbusters backpack and they come and they spray down the thing. The hotels and the airlines have stolen everything from cruise ship handbooks on how to clean the ship.
Huh. Yeah.
And there was about, but everything else is open except for ships. And it was about 90% of the ships that were virus free, basically. You know, it was just that 10%, a loud 10% that really just made us look like the evil ones.
Do you think they'll be going back to ports or just taking the lead from the German line that just went out to sea for a few days?
I think it's going to be just out to sea and then maybe the private islands.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that makes
sure.
sense. Yeah, those are small. Yeah, so you can take the Ghostbusters backpack across the whole island.
I bet we could buy Puerto Rico. I think it's not doing so well, and we could probably get that for a song. So maybe we can buy Puerto Rico and go to San Juan.
Don't we pretty much own it already?
Oh, right. I forgot.
Although the government's in so much debt, they may be willing to sell. So, that's what I read about cruise ships, is that a couple of the lines, I think Holland America and Celebrity, I think, are starting to sell some of their ships because they now have too many because business is down so much. Have you heard about that?
I haven't heard anything with Celebrity. Royal Caribbean took a couple of their oldest ships and they sold them to the scrapyards, which is kind of a shame. It's like history being gone. But yeah, I think they're going to start consolidating. I think I did hear that on Holland America, that one or two are being sold. I heard Saudi Arabia has come in with money for Carnival cruise lines.
Wow.
And boy, you know, that just sounds like fun. Saudi Arabia cruise line.
No drink.
Where are they gonna
Burka
put
of
it?
The seas.
It's in the desert? What is it? Like desert cruises? What, they put it on the top of a sandhill and push it down? Is that where it goes?
Yeah. You've always heard of ships.
My idea, I wanted to buy one and put it on land. you know, and just drag it somewhere, put it on land. You'd have all the ship's amenities, you know, maybe we could make some kind of device to rock it a little bit, but, you know, you could use the lower level where the engines are. That'll all be made into parking. And, you know, we could bring, bring sailing back to land where, you know, for people that, that get sick.
We can put it in California, and then it would rock every once in a while anyway.
Ah, there you go. There you go. That's it. That's it.
Isn't but that yeah. called a hotel?
It is, but it, but it, but it's not a ship. See, a ship, you know, has, you know, all the little tiny rooms and stuff that you miss at a hotel. So, yeah, that would, I don't know. I'd buy one. They built the Ark in Tennessee, a replica of Noah's Ark, cubit by cubit. And so I don't know why we couldn't have a cruise ship on land. But that's just me.
You know what? If anybody ever has a chance, go out to Long Beach. And the original Queen Mary is docked permanently alongside. You can go on hotel.com and book a room, and they're relatively cheap. They have a really nice restaurant.
I stayed
nice
there.
Bottle. Did you? Yeah.
I stayed there
in the ghost tour.
I did not know I was working there on a convention, but the cabin that they put me in, those cabins were like lined with oak paneling and stuff. They were absolutely. Yeah. Gorgeous, and the whole ship was gorgeous. But yeah, that's a real treat. I love doing that.
Yeah, we went for dinner, had some wine, and then we did a ghost tour. I didn't sleep a wink that whole night. What was that?
Because you know, all the people like on the ship, you know, at night they're just running up and down the hallway, knocking on doors, running away, going, "Whoa, what was that? That must have been a ghost."
Yes. You know,
so, Rich, how are they going to do the buffets and stuff? Like, I spoke at a thing, and they had bag lunches for everybody. I can't imagine a cruise with bag lunches.
Yeah, what they're going to do is, you know, we've all heard about the norovirus, you know, when the cruise ship, hundreds of people ill, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That, you go into what they call phase three, where all the food at the buffet is available, but you have someone serving you the food. Yeah. And people would be like, well, I want more. Okay, here, just ask, you know? And so you're still getting all that food. Now, the biggest deal is going to be the social distancing. So Royal Caribbean just announced this morning that the boat drill that everybody looks oh so forward to, you know, you got to get crammed into a lounge for 20 minutes, listen to announcements. That's all going to change, and it's going to be more relaxed at your own pace. You know, you watch a video in your room, you come up to the lounge, check your name off at your convenience over 4-hour time. So that's big news. That's changing the whole game because doing the boat drills, it's just not fun. People get hot. They get sick. You know, they're crowded in. So this is a good thing.
I think you just defined the silver lining to all of COVID. That's the silver. If anybody's ever been on a cruise, that is the silver lining. The end of lifeboat drills. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, it still complies with the U.S. Coast Guard and international maritime law. So, you know, as long as you do it, the person when you're checking in, when you check in, you're pretty much saying, yes, I watched the video. So you're taking that responsibility. So it'll take 10 minutes to watch a video, go to the lounge, and you're done, and get right back to the martini bar.
That's wonderful, because that's, you know, the first thing you do when you get on a boat is not, you know, when you're done with the flight, you're done with the travel, you're gotten through the line, the last thing you want to do is you know, be instructed on how to put on a life vest. It's, you know, you want to go to the buffet, you want, like you said, you want to go to the martini bar, you want a cold one. It just, it just really is an inconvenient interruption to your vacation.
That's it.
And I like the fact that they're serving people now at the buffet, because I was always in line behind that big old boy from Alabama with a fistful of shrimp. You know, and it's your turn. You go, oh, I'm sorry, am I in the way? No, you gumbo. You know.
I didn't care about that guy. I didn't like the little boy scratching his butt and then serving himself without using the spoon. That was the one. That was the one I didn't like being behind.
You know, I scratched my butt one time.
Hey, Rich, so are they going to be the same price they were? Are they going to be less because nobody's doing it? Or are they going to charge way more because they can only have half capacity or whatever they've decided to do?
You know, I think that is going to be seen. I really don't know. I have a feeling the prices might go up a little bit. It'd be a great time, and I'm not just selling it since I don't really mention my cruise line, but a great time to book the cruise, because if you don't think all the cruise ships are going to be under scrutiny to the finest little thing, you know, every cruise member is going to be doing their A game, you know, to keep everyone safe and healthy. So I think, you know, we have a lot of loyal cruisers, so they're dying to get back out, and I think they'll book anything, you know, just to get back out on the water.
The danger now with booking, though, is they keep putting the date back. Like, just so you know, I had a cruise booked in April, and it got canceled 2 weeks before, you know, at the beginning of April. They're like, nope, we're not going, and we're going to keep your money, and we're going to hold on to it till the next time. Well, there's a cruise line that still has my money, and every time I go to look at something, it's like, well, we're not sure if we're going to go. So how do we handle that, Rich?
Well, A, I would say really find out when you're booking the cruise, what are your refund policies? Because, like, my cruise line, we were out on a cruise. It got turned around to come back to the States 2 days into a 10-day cruise. They got 100% back plus 50% off their next cruise.
Wow.
So, you know, there's some cruise lines that are money desperate, and yeah, it's just a little investigating, but I didn't know that there was a cruise line out there that just holds on to your money.
I want to go back to that story there, Rich, because you know, and I know you know as a comedian what it's like to perform in front of a room that really doesn't want to be entertained. Your job is to keep people on that cruise happy. That must have been more flop sweat than you ever experienced in your years of comedy when you had to tell everyone that we're turning around and going home.
Well, believe it or not, we left Fort Lauderdale on March 15th. And as we were pulling out, the cruise line did a blast on social media saying, we are now canceling all the cruise ships and all the itineraries as of now.
Oh, wow.
But then they said, my ship, since we had left the port, to continue, and then we would end it once the cruise was. So that was a great announcement to have. And I played it up there. A lot of you have probably seen the social media that this cruise line is no longer going to be sailing, but we just got a message to continue, and the place erupted. Now, on the second night of the cruise is when we got called to turn around by the CDC.
Erupted good or erupted bad?
Erupted good.
Oh, they applauded. They're like, yay, last cruise.
Yay, we're going. Exactly.
Just made
when
it.
When they woke up and saw the sunrise coming up on the other side of the ship, the experienced cruise is going, something's wrong here. So, nature pretty much, you know, broke the news to them. But, you know, at that time, it was all over the news. They knew. And so the captain came on and then did a speech and told them what they were going to get. And, you know, they were thrilled with that. I stood on the gangway saying goodbye to everyone, which was St. Patrick's Day now. And people were still dressed up in St. Patrick's Day stuff, partying on the gangway. And they're, you know, they couldn't complain because they just got a free 2 days out on a cruise ship. They were happy. They were surprised. they even made it that far. So I lucked out there.
Yeah.
But now you're back home. You're back home in Las Vegas. What are the other people that work on the ship? Do you keep in touch with any of them as to where they are? Or, you know, did they send all of the people down below back to the countries that they hired them from? Or what's happened to everybody that works on the ships?
Well, that's a good story, because there are still crew members stuck out on the ships because countries won't let the ship in. Now, I was there for an extra month, which was fine for me, because I had another month left on my contract. So, you know, we started doing everything that, you know, they were suggesting. We were taking temperatures of every crew member. And after 2 weeks, not one symptom on the ship. Hey, we were in a very safe area in the world. Mm-hmm. Now, on April 13th, I got off the ship. I was the only crew member allowed off the ship in Fort Lauderdale, and they had me wrapped up like John Travolta in Boy in the Bubble. And when you watch the news, I was actually kind of scared to leave the ship. I felt so safe on the ship,
sure,
but they wouldn't let me fly home. They said, you're on a no-fly list for 2 weeks, and I couldn't even rent a car. So I do have it's a little townhouse up in Cape Canaveral that I've held on for my parents and for the winters of Chicago. Oh, they're so nice. Do you still live there, Tim? Get up. So they went and, you know, they had to drive me from Fort Lauderdale to Cape Canaveral, which the cruise line provided for, and to drop me off. And then I was by myself in Florida for 2 weeks, and that was fun. So I started walking. I actually started exercising, and now.
And how long did it take you to walk back to Vegas?
You know, there was a thought, actually, I thought if I could rent a car, maybe I could drive to Vegas. I've really never done that. And then I was afraid I'd get like in the middle of Texas and just start crying.
For most people in the middle of Texas, that's a daily routine.
Exactly. So, yeah, it was definitely a life experience. And then other crew members, Americans, but they would not let crew members get off the ship into a chartered bus to drive to an airport where a chartered plane was waiting for them to take them home to their countries. So what we started doing was sailing around the world, taking a ship from Miami down to Mumbai to bring home all the Indian crew.
Oh,
and
wow.
Over, you know, in Barbados, they actually opened up to get cruise ships in, and they let charter flights come in there, and they were chartering flights to the Philippines or to ships that were over on the West Coast and then sailing home, you know, so they were just stuck on the ship, but they were making it home, and a lot of them got to the countries, and they're like, no, you can't come in yet. You're going to need to quarantine. And like, we've been on the ship for a month with no outside contact. We're good.
It's like they were boat pooling.
It's safer than the NBA bubble, apparently.
Obviously, yes.
What should we look at as far as to plan our next vacation? What dates would you suggest might be safe?
I'm hoping November. They're saying October 1st. They're looking at right now as a new start date. So with things coming out and with that one ship sailing, I'm hoping that October 1st will be good, and it'll probably be baby steps. It'll be this ship is going to start. Now this ship, 2 weeks later, just to make sure all the protocol is in place, everybody's happy. Correct anything that might have been overlooked, but
So we can actually
been on it.
So we can actually go online now and book cruises for October?
Actually, yeah, some cruise lines are having the highest sales that they've had for 2021. So there are people booking cruises for next year already.
Wow.
So yes, you can. And just, you know, I would just research, ask, what's your refund policy? Am I going to get it back, or is it going to be an onboard credit or a future cruise credit? Those terms, you know, like mm-hmm. that. So, and most of them, you know, I'm sure would rather hold on to the money, but they also know people are in tight times too. You know, they need their money back.
Right.
Yeah, and, so, and you know, I'm, as a senior citizen, I get brochures from cruise lines. I think every other day, they just rolled in here, and all of them are pushing 2021 cruises. You know.
Yeah, yeah, that's I think the way to go. You know, and hopefully the countries will start opening up. Canada, you know, a great place to go visit, but they banned. I've heard no ships in there for the rest of the year, which kills going up to, you know, Halifax and Montreal and or even going up to Alaska, because you, due to a very outdated law called the Jones Act, every ship has to stop in a foreign port of call. Well, up there, there's really nothing too foreign except for Canada. So we'll blame Canada. If you
but you can see
Alaska.
Russia from there.
Yes, you can.
But you know, we can't even go to old. We can't even go to Canada now. They won't let, you know, you can't drive across the border and visit Canada. So they just sealed off the whole country.
No, that's
without a wall.
Everybody else is.
Yeah, without a wall. Why can't we just seal off Mexico and they won't come in here anymore? You know?
They didn't need a wall. We're not going.
Don't get me started, please. Oh, okay, I'm going to get started because there was a news thing on that wall. And 75 miles had been built of that wall, but they had a helicopter going over. And they found an exact duplicate section of the wall about 5 miles inland of Mexico so they could practice. Look it up. They got video footage of this, and it's amazing, you know? So, yeah.
Wow, so it's like a training camp. Yeah, throw the rope over there and everybody up. Oh, my goodness. Much like you see those pictures. You see those videos of Al Qaeda, you know, they're always training on the monkey bars, which didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But you always see them going across the monkey bars, which it makes more sense to go over what you're trying to go over, being the wall.
It's how you learn to terrorize children. You go across the monkey bars and then you terrorize children.
And boy, did it piss off the monkeys.
Stay out of my bar.
Yeah. When they start letting humans into our bar. Well, there goes the neighborhood.
Well, Rich, we thank you so much for joining us again and keeping us apprised of the cruise situation. You are our official cruise representative here, and all cruise news goes through you. So just so you realize the importance that you have to this show.
And Las Vegas is open. Come on out, everybody.
There you go.
There are no shows. There's no shows happening, but everything else is looking pretty good out here. So come on out and wear a mask.
Nothing you to won't see, but we'll still take your money.
Yeah. You won't hear ahoy, but you will hear a ho. You know, so.
Hey.
You should see the new games for social distancing appearing in casinos. This one last night at Green Valley Ranch. So they have a blackjack dealer and a roulette wheel right next to each other upstairs, or on this little stage, and a baccarat, and I think it's a craps, like a thing of dice. You sit at your own computer, you know, and you're like 6 feet away from the next computer, and you can bet on all four games, and the dealer will deal a hand of blackjack, and it automatically goes into your computer pays you off.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
And I'm going to Vegas to do that? Why am I leaving my living room? I mean, other than the smell of smoke and old booze, why?
Well, there's still some of that left at my house, but there is still some of that left.
When you can get the cologne, it's the Charlie Sheen scent, and
it's called winning.
There you go. Well, thanks.
Nothing
again.
Much is good. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You're going to say what? Nothing much is what?
I was going to say there's nothing like the nice fresh smell of a crack pipe in the morning. It's always so much fun to join you. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you joining us because it's fun for us too. Because you're our insider on the seven seas, so we need to keep up with all the information coming down.
I expect a T-shirt.
We'll send one to you. We'll send you a T-shirt. It's an old one that I have. It's white and it's got a little stain on it. But it's all right. Like,
a little yellow under the pits.
Yeah, you can.
Times are getting tough. I'll take it. No.
Wait. You think you deserve a T-shirt? You didn't win trivia. Come on.
Yeah, it may not be a good T-shirt, but it makes a great mask. It won't stop the COVID, but you'll know when you get it.
And people will stay 6 feet away from it. So, yeah.
You want to hear my favorite sports question? This is I use it on the ship just to stump some of the people. It's a Chicago sports question. Who played for the Chicago White Sox, the Chicago Bulls, and the Chicago White Sox Bulls and the Blackhawks?
I know Jordan played for two of them, but I don't know.
Nancy Faust Fiore.
A trick question. I love it. I love it. I'll be using that. Right.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, have fun with it. Have a good one.
I'll use it at a bar.
Perfect.
Thanks so
you
much.
Guys
for
have a great day. Yeah, stay healthy. Stay safe. Hopefully we'll see everyone on the cruise ship in November.
And for you, stay in the air conditioning because, you want to be there in November.
Yes.
Okay.
In November, it is beautiful here, actually. But right now, it's officially 109, and in 3 days' time, it'll be 114 as a high. So
buy now, then. Buy in now at 109.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye, Rich.
Thank you, Chris. Rich, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
And that pretty much wraps it up for another day above ground. We were glad that Rich could join us, and good to know that cruises are going to be making a comeback, which I hope everything in this country makes a comeback. But we will be making a comeback next week. So I ask you to please visit our website, anotherdayaboveground.com. Leave us a note if you would like to be a guest on this show and tell your story to baby boomers across the world. Drop us a note and let us know what you'd like to talk about, and we'll get in contact with you. Other than that, Carolyn, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, if you're running blended meetings, if you know anybody who is, go to brilliant100.com and check out my new project.
And explain a blended meeting to us.
A blend, half virtual, like some people are on site and some people are on the computer. Thank you.
Cool. How about you, Tim?
I'll be doing a blended comedy show. I didn't even know that that's what that's called. August 5th through 8th at Acme Comedy in Minneapolis. You can either be there live or you can buy Zoom tickets.
Cool. And I'm going to be using a blender to make some margaritas because I figure that's the only way out of this mess. And to all of you, thank you so much for listening. Please tell your friends, please train your fellow baby boomers how to download a podcast so they can listen too. And all things considered, we'll be back next week. But remember, today is another day above ground.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.